The Massachusetts Broadband Institute recently gave preliminary approval to a proposal from Charter Communications to bring broadband internet to 6 underserved towns, 3 of which are in Berkshire County. Governor Charlie Baker's administration changed leadership at the state agency last year and altered its approach by offering towns numerous service models. WAMC spoke with MBI's board chair Peter Larkin about the latest agreement.
The Mass Broadband Institute officially qualified the proposal we received from Charter Communication to provide what we call last mile broadband solutions, and that would include in Berkshire County the towns of Egremont, Hancock, and Monterey, but also would include in the eastern part of the state, New Salem, Princeton, and Shutesbury, too. They're going to serve those 6 underserved towns. They're going to build the broadband network and maintain it. So they'll construct, own, operate, and maintain that broadband network in each of those towns. That's the proposal.
And I understand that in this agreement, there is going to be no cost to the towns. How is that able to happen?
Well, what we've done is the state has set aside monies for the construction allocations in each town, and we offered that to the provider to bid on. And they came back with a request for a bit of additional funding, but altogether, given the construction allocation that the state holds at the Mass Broadband Institute and what we would refer to as the professional service allocation of monies, these are monies, again, that the state has. We think they brought forward a fair proposal that would not cost the towns themselves to borrow money, and that the state would assume the cost of building this network with Charter Communications. And together, the monies that has been requested from the construction allocation is $3.6 million that we have secured, and they've asked for another $1.4 million. This is what Charter has asked. If you take the MBI professional service allocation in total that we had set aside for these towns, it would represent another $2.5 million. So in the long and short of it, is this is a savings to the state and to the communities by over $1 million by going this route with a private provider. Now, Charter is going to be putting their money into this proposal as well. The rule of thumb is it costs about $40,000 to move a mile of fiber building a network, and they're going to be putting in excess of our monies by probably doubling the money at minimum, maybe more.
What are some of the next steps in this proposal?
Well, we've sent this notice to the towns that were so noted, and that the town select boards need to review. We hope that they would invite Charter in to a public meeting to have a full discussion of this opportunity, and we would hope that the towns would elect to support this proposal as it is provided. Now, we're in what we call a rolling qualification process. In other words, we're awaiting proposals from Comcast, for example, and other providers have put some proposals forward as well, Crocker Communications, Mid-Hudson in Terringham, and we're in Fiber Connect has put a proposal in. So we're qualifying those, but this is the first one we've qualified. In other words, they have the sustainability and the capacity to do what they proposed in their proposal, and we at MBI would support it.
And Peter, it's been said in the past that private providers, maybe specifically in Western Massachusetts, don't see those sparse populations, the hilly terrain, or hadn't, as a profitable or worthwhile area to expand service into. So why is it that now Charter and other private providers like Charter are coming around to offer service now?
Well, I think the state's money became attractive to them. In other words, it helps bridge the gap. I mean, clearly the providers themselves are going to put their own money into these networks, but the willingness of the state through our private provider request for proposals has really sort of created the conditions that the private providers see this as an opportunity. And we hope that we're going to keep this this RFP rolling forward into the future. In other words, you know, in some ways we came a little bit late to their capital planning process as we put the RFP out in November. They usually make some of these decisions back in the summer of the year, but we're in continuing conversation with these providers to look at other areas as well.
And in January, the regional collaborative Wired West came out with a new proposal for broadband internet in Western Mass. Has the Broadband Institute reviewed the plan? And if so, is it something the Institute can see itself working with?
The Wired West proposal basically allows towns to convene in a sort of a collaborative way to sort of seek out network operators that would help build the network. For example, they're having conversations with Westfield Gas and Electric, which is a change from their directive before, which is going back over a year ago, where they wanted to be in the seat to build a network. That being said, I think that they put a thoughtful proposal forward. They clearly could serve in a capacity to create, internet service companies working with them to help provide some services to communities. But our efforts are still focused on trying to bring the network together with our focus is bringing a network forward that's affordable to these communities. And again, we're still looking at other proposals too.
And overall, Peter, do you have sort of a realistic date for when the currently underserved areas across Massachusetts that want broadband internet and other service will be able to get it?
Well, it's a process. The timelines to complete for the charter proposal is from the date of the final negotiations, 2.5 years, but here's the deal. It'll get lit up as it's built. So again, that would be the final completion time. We've had some success with other communities where the timelines have been shortened. But again, we're going to have to take these town by town, project by project, proposal by proposal, and we'll continue to try to create the environment to bring broadband services to more of the uncertain communities. This charter proposal alone, representing only the six towns they have, is over 5,000 households, or nearly 24% of the households left to be served that are currently unserved would be served. So this is a big step forward.
And going forward then, I know you mentioned that it's a case-by-case basis, but do you see the path forward being agreements that involve multiple towns all together rather than just town by town? You know, sort of like this charter one is, and involves six, the MBI and six, right. Six towns.
Yes, I would, but the first order of business that a town needs to approach it through is what we call our readiness process, understanding the both the opportunity and the burdens of building a broadband network on their own. That's critical, and they need to know that they have the financial capabilities, which is they're working with Department of Local Services, Department of Revenue. Each town has this sort of worksheet to understand the financial implications. At the same time, we need to know that they're partnering with a qualified network provider. That's kind of critical too. So together, I think we're gonna succeed at this, albeit it's going to be a step-by-step approach. Down the road, I can see regional collaborations, and as I said earlier, someone will be the network operator maintaining the services. Someone will be the maintenance group that sort of makes sure that the lines remain attached on the house. And some people, there will also be sort of a group of towns within what they call an ISP, Internet Service Programs network as well, that really is the front face of the network organization.